Yeah. And now I'm joined here by Deirdre O'Shea, who's the CEO of AgriAware, and by Tara Lovett, who's a vet and a playwright and many other things as well. And you work here a little bit. I know, Tara, you bring students. You're a lecturer in Dunleary.
That's right. I'm a lecturer in DFEI, and I bring students here to Airfield. We're absolutely blessed to be able to bring my animal care students here, and I teach a course in large animal husbandry.
Yeah.
And most of my students are from the area. They never would have been near a cow, a sheep, anything before. So it's an absolute delight to bring them up here. Myself and Brian, the farm manager here, have great fun with the students, getting them to handle cattle for the first time, handle the sheep for the first time, learning all about agriculture, because they really wouldn't have a clue. But it's really good fun.
Yeah, and we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. We had a young vet, Hazel Mullins from Cork, on, and she's chosen to go into the large animal end of things. Mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of people studying now, they're going into the small animal, the pet animal. So what's the breakdown in your class, for example, of students when they finish? What do they want to do?
My students, they're going into a wide range of things. Some of them go on to try and study veterinary nursing. A lot of them will get into, I suppose, more small animal areas. We did have a student that actually got employment here in Airfield, and he worked for a year or two, and then he went on and he's managing a dairy herd down in Wexford. We have some of our students get into pet retail, some of them get into dog grooming. There's a wide variety, animal welfare, those kind of areas. Some go on to study agricultural science in UCD. I would have had 6 last year that went to study agricultural science in UCD from the course.
Right.
And so it's varied.
And how many animals are there here on this farm here? What's the mix of...
I wouldn't know the exact number, but I reckon, talking to Brian, I think he has about 22 cattle. The sheep, Kirsty, you'd know, I'd say he's easily got about 20.
Yeah.
He's got pigs.
What other animals here, Kirsty?
Yeah, we have our own Jacob sheep herd. We have our saddleback pigs. We have our Jersey herd. We have chickens supplying eggs. We have and all our goats as well, because we're very keen to make sure that whatever is going on in the world, especially in Ireland, we're producing a lot of goat's milk. Because of that, we have a lot of boy goats. We want people to experience eating goat meat, so we do that in the restaurant as well.
Very good. And it's great then to have Tara and her students here tending to the animals.
Absolutely.
A win-win for everybody, as they say.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Deirdre O'Shea, your job in AgriAware is to promote agriculture among non-agricultural people. Is that a fair way of putting it? How many people in this country are involved in farming?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, AgriAware, we're the independent educational body for the agri-food sector here in Ireland. So our mission is to ensure there's a positive image of the industry out there among members of the general public. So in terms of involvement in the industry, I mean, 1 in 8 jobs are linked to agriculture. So it's hugely important for our economy here, and it's our largest indigenous industry. But really, through our programs and through our work, we're trying to communicate to the non-farming community. And I mean, we're living in an increasingly urbanised nation, so I mean, we're really facing with that challenge now. I mean, if you look across the globe, we're in a good position compared to some other countries in terms of our understanding and the perception of our industry, but we can't become complacent. And I think, you know, what the work like what Kirsty and the team are doing here in Airfield and the events that we've run in AgriAware, I mean, they're so important and more important than ever, I think.
But why is that? Why do you need to educate people about farming and the common agricultural policy? This is what you do. You're kind of bridging that urban-rural divide there. Why is that important?
Exactly. So we're trying to bridge the gap between producer and consumer. And it's important because we have a policy, the common agricultural policy, which sometimes can be viewed as just a policy for farmers, but it's actually so important for consumers in terms of giving farmers the ability to produce quality food that is safe and affordable for the consumer as well. I mean, the EU taxpayer costs about 30 cents per day in terms of their contribution.
We're contributing in our taxes.
Exactly.
Okay, and towards the cap. The so-called grants that farmers get.
And in return for that, if you look at food prices, and the CSO have figures, if you go back to 1980, we were spending about 28% of total household income on food produce, whereas now we're spending 14%. Right. And if you take out the eating out and you minus that from the calculation, it's actually below 10%. So, I mean, quality food in this country has become so affordable as a result of the Common Agricultural Policy. And, I mean, Kirsty touched on it earlier in terms of the whole sustainability debate, and she mentioned that everybody can play a role. And I think the consumer can definitely play a role by supporting local farmers and buying Irish produce, particularly around Christmas time when we're doing lots of shopping.
All right, Deirdre, thank you very much. You're home in Laois for Christmas, are you?
I surely am. I'm heading back to Laois to spend some time with family and friends.
You could be doing what John was talking about on Christmas morning as well, back in the farm.
I surely could be.
And Tara, you're living in Ballyjames stuff, but from Bray.
For Christmas, I'll be working. I'll be in the Pet Emergency Hospital in UCD.
Will you?
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
All right, okay.
If anybody wants to rock in with a sick pet, I'll deal.
Or a bit of turkey or Christmas pudding or something like that.
Yeah, a bit of anything would do. Yeah.